Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'd like to pay tribute today to Doris Gillisgard, or Mrs. G, to those of you who were lucky enough to learn your English grammar under her watchful eye. I was a recipient of her excellent teaching when I started grading term papers written by her former charges. Grammar, punctuation, and spelling was her thing, and it really showed. Several years after her retirement, it really became apparent to me how good she really was. Now, I've never been known as having anything but a rudimentary grasp of English grammar, but it was even apparent to me that something was really missing in the students a few years after she retired. Well, that was when I really got to know Mrs. G. She volunteered to read my term papers and use her red pencil with a certain amount of restraint, as she informed me later, and give them a grade for grammar, punctuation, and spelling, while I graded them on the science. When I turned back the first batch of papers, many of my students let their feelings be known in pretty strong terms. A loud howl is probably more descriptive. This isn't an English class. I'm a straight-A English student. To their credit, though, I didn't receive any phone calls from Mom and Dad. They probably had Doris years ago. She'd been teaching since the 1950s, and they knew she was right on. Mrs. G and I had a great chat about why she was such a stickler about grammar. She was born and raised in Eureka and attended UC Berkeley after graduating with honors from EHS in the 1940s. Now, it doesn't hurt to reflect on the fact that Humboldt County was the outback of California and the Redwood Curtain was real back then. Also, there were many very hungry GIs returning from the war and taking advantage of the GI Bill. My father was one of them. My experience over the years has been that our youngsters don't realize they can be big fish in a small pond, and that bumping up against others who are little fish in a big pond can shake your confidence a little when the competition and standards are raised considerably. Well, Doris's confidence was really shaken when she received a D on her first English paper at Berkeley and started doubting whether or not she belonged at what was then and still is today one of the most prestigious universities in the world. Like so many of the students I've worked with over the years, she pulled up her socks, worked harder, competed with the best, graduated, and then chose to come home to teach in Eureka. The vow she made to herself back then was that no student would ever leave her class without a firm grasp of grammar, punctuation, and spelling. Mrs. G was what I call a teacher's teacher, firm, demanding of all her students, friendly and quick to smile even after shaking her long finger in your face. She respected each of the thousands of students that came through her door. Scott Nearing, the father of the homestead movement in the 1930s, quipped that after he died, he'd take a couple of days off and then build another homestead. I imagine Mrs. G will do something similar, take a couple of days off and start teaching English grammar. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.